Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from Civic Lubbock, Inc., promoting educational, cultural, and entertainment programs for Lubbock and the South Plains since 1956. Its new project, Lubbock Music Now, is an album of local music by artists currently living and performing in this area. Lubbock Music Now is a yearly time capsule of the Lubbock music scene. The 2016 and 2017 albums are available on iTunes or at Ralph's Records. More information is at civiclubbock.com and on the Lubbock Music Now Facebook page. In 1999, the Texas legislature passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 65, designating West Texas the Music Crossroads of Texas. The formal resolution recognizes the diversity and rich heritage of our music and that West Texas musicians make a significant contribution to the state's culture. The roster of our musicians is long, and these notable artists sang our stories to the globe and created the soundtracks of our lives. Welcome to the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. Today, we continue to explore guitarists from the region. Perhaps no other musical instrument is more associated with West Texas popular music than the guitar, though it didn't start that way. Early West Texas music, like all folk music on the western frontier, was mostly based on fiddle or banjo. Despite that, in 1929, what may be the first major label recording of a West Texas group by the Lubbock Texas Quartet featured a guitar accompaniment. During the 1950s, Buddy Holly's meteoric rise helped stimulate widespread interest in what was then the new combo arrangement of guitar, bass, and drums, and that's when the guitar moved to the forefront of West Texas music. With his first hit from 1957 and signature guitar sound, here is Buddy Holly with That'll Be the Day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. When you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Over the last 30 years, Lloyd Maines has been important to the development of West Texas and Texas music. As a Grammy Award-winning producer and musician, the Lubbock-born Maines has played an instrumental role in the creation of some of the Lone Star State's most famous and beloved albums. He began his recording and producing career in 1974, working at Don Caldwell Studios. Over the past 40 years, Maines has worked on approximately 4,000 albums alongside some of the most significant figures in country, rock, and Texas music. In addition to his producing credits, Maines is an A-list steel guitar player and multi-instrumentalist. He was inducted into the West Texas Walk of Fame as an individual and as a member of the Maines Brothers Band. In June 2014, he was inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. Lloyd Maines has made more appearances on the PBS show than anyone else in the history of the program. From the Maines Brothers Route 1 Acuff album, here's the instrumental Farm Road 40. David Brandon has appeared in concert throughout North America, Europe, and Asia. The Los Angeles Times has called him an outstanding technician whose precise control of details is stunning to experience. He toured extensively with America's preeminent classical guitarist, Christopher Parkening, for 15 years, culminating in the EMI recording Virtuoso Duets. Guitar Player magazine wrote, "The music sparkles with virtuosity, precision, and musicality." David also appears with Julie Andrews on her Hallmark Christmas album and has been featured in concert with Nashville guitarist Chet Atkins and jazz artist Dave Brubeck. The Washington Post described his music as flawless and dazzling, and he was hailed as technically brilliant by the St. Louis Dispatch and excellent by the Boston Globe. David began playing at the age of 8. At 13, he attended master classes under Michael Lorimer. After a year of study and performances in Spain and England, David returned to the United States to study with Christopher Parkening at Montana State University. David's guitar studies culminated with the legendary Andre Segovia in his master class at the University of Southern California. In addition to his faculty position at Texas Tech University, David has operated Brandon Guitar Studios in Lubbock since 1980. Here is David Brandon's composition, Country Jamboree, which appears on his Legacy album and the 2016 Lubbock Music Now CD. Thank you. Adams has toured with ZZ Top, Stephen Stills, the Marshall Tucker Band, Joe Cocker, and many others. His music has always represented a resonant mixture of country, rock, and blues. A native of Colorado City, Texas, Adams grew up with some of the same sorts of influences that fueled the music of Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Terry Allen, and Butch Hancock. In 1972, Adams was signed by legendary Texas music manager Bill Ham, who put him on the road opening for ZZ Top as a solo act and taking care of Billy Gibbons' guitars. After that apprenticeship, Ham signed Adams to Atlantic Records. J-Boy entered the studio in 1978 and recorded two albums for the label, the self-titled J-Boy Adams, released in 1978, and Fork in the Road, released the following year, which included a duet with Jackson Browne. Following a break working in other parts of the music business, Adams released The Shoebox in 2007, an album that was the number 7 Americana album of the year. Adams' latest release is Let It Go. The album's highlights are Judgment Day, Jackson Browne's Song for Adam, The Wait, featuring Zenobia on vocals, and here, one of my favorites, How Long, How Long.
Well, I tossed and turned in my bed last night. Well, I tossed and turned in my bed last night. I hadn't stirred that fight. Well, I'm walking these floors in this big old house. Well, I'm walking these floors in this big old house. And man, it's so lonely, it's quiet as a mouse. We'll be right back.
next is the song Sitting Around Pickin' from the 2017 Lubbock Music Now CD by Kerry Banks and Steve Williams. As a member of the Maines Brothers Band, Kerry Banks was inducted into the West Texas Walk of Fame and has performed on stage with the Dixie Chicks, Tom T. Hall, Pat Green, Richie McDonald, Bo Diddley, Joe Ely, Terry Allen, Terry McBride, and many others. His songs have been recorded by the Maines Brothers Band, Jerry Jordan, Floyd Brown, and Cheyenne Ward, to name a few. He won a Silver Telly Video Award as artist and co-host of the PBS series Storytellers and Music Makers and appeared on Austin City Limits, Texas Connection, and E! Entertainment Television. Steve Williams is a much-respected guitarist who taught guitar, steel guitar, and headed the blues, rock, and country ensembles at South Plains College for many years. He has been an on-call guitarist for the Cactus Theater and teaches students performance practices specific to blues and country music. He is Mel Bay certified in standards guitar education. Further, Steve has toured the country with artists such as Marsha Ball, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Slim Whitman, and performed with many including Robert Earl Keen, Tish Hinojosa, Hal Ketchum, and Tennessee Ernie Ford. Hayden Pettigo is from Amarillo, Texas. Growing up in the Texas Panhandle his whole life, he spends most of his time listening to records and playing guitar. When he was 14, he heard the celebrated folk guitarist John Fahey, and he states it changed his life from then on. Hayden recently released his acclaimed album, Greetings from Amarillo. The album is a tribute to the landscape of Amarillo, Texas, and the different spaces he has discovered there. He includes not only solo guitar, but also ambient synthesizer tracks to convey his conception. The album is also a tribute to other heroes of the Panhandle, including Terry Allen, who closes out the album with his voicemail musings. From Greetings from Amarillo, Hayden Pettigo's solo guitar composition, Left Foot.
Thank you.
The Wheeler Duo brings together the musical styles of seven-string jazz guitarist Brent and Emily Wheeler. Despite their differing musical backgrounds, Brent a rock influence and Emily a classical influence, the two have found a way to synergize their musical personalities and create melodious, spontaneous, and moving music. Their passion for jazz has enabled them to form a jazz guitar duo where each is allowed opportunity to function as a rhythm section by producing bass lines in harmony and to improvise solo lines. In September 2009, the Wheeler Duo released their first album entitled Stretched. The album features original compositions by Emily Wheeler. The compositions and arrangements highlight the unique interplay and color possibilities the seven-string guitar can offer in a modern jazz style. From their album Stretched, the Wheeler Duo with Dry Line. Thank you. Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from the Blue Light Live. Located in the heart of Lubbock's Depot District at 1806 Buddy Holly Avenue, the Blue Light Live features daily live music ranging from national touring acts to local artists in an intimate setting. Each Monday is the long-standing original singer-songwriter night where both up-and-coming and experienced songwriters perform. The Blue Light Live, serving Americana music in Lubbock, Texas. More information is at thebluelightlive.com. Welcome back to KTTZ 89.1 and the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. D.G. Fluellen has been a popular singer-songwriter based out of his hometown of Lubbock for over 30 years. As many have before and after him, he started out on rhythm and blues and rock and roll and playing in his garage. He started out as a drummer in that garage and learned guitar, bass, flute, and some brass. He attended Texas Tech University in music education and remained in Lubbock. He often performed solo or with others, and some will remember the popular trio Plain Brown Rapper. Fluellen has a memorable voice, finger-picking style, and writes appealing original music. D.G. Fluellen is a musician's musician and enjoys popular appeal. He has even performed for two United States presidents. This is the title track to his album, A Different Point of Blue, an album guitarist Jesse Ballou views as one of the best albums to come out of Lubbock.
Flying up the tower in the morning at 6 a.m. Seems as though we're always going out or coming in. Sadness the way it goes, and there's no way to take the pain. The choice is even harder, and it all works out the same. All works out the same. I carry this old picture in my guitar case. It's been around from town to town and it's still a pretty face. And my room has a view of the parking lot and the same old paper walls. My telephone is silent, praying for a call, you know. Even though the times may change and though the pain still remains, there ain't nothing I can do. I guess I just see things from a different point of blue. A different point of blue. Made it through another night, another dawn, another day. Well, the silence does the noise in my head. The DJ on the radio tries to chase my blues away. Still no sound on the telephone. I don't know where my money went. Well, it's a month since I'm home and I'm sleeping alone. This guitar, it just pays the rent. Even though the times may change, you know the pain still remains, baby. And I still ain't over you. I guess I just see things from a different point of blue. A different point of blue. Was there something in the light? Was there something that I said? Tried to hold on way too tight. Chasing devils in my hair. Try not to try to heart. Try not to be afraid, yeah. Try not to be in love. Was it love that we made? I know we had some good times, baby, and the years weren't all that bad. Sometimes we fought like cat and dog, but it was a tough love that we had. Well, to love somebody, hold somebody, you got to give it your all. Yeah, you say love somebody, hurt somebody, leaves an empty space after the fall. No, no. If I could see you through time and space, almost smell your hair and touch your face, and my glass heart rings like a bell in the night, and my heart has wings and it's taking flight. A woman, I learned a lesson, but at least my love was true. I guess we just see things from a different point of blue.
Steve Lott is a well-respected guitarist who hails from Lubbock. He has traveled the world playing and settled for a time in Australia. The Steve Lott Band still holds the record for playing 39 weeks straight at the Jazz and Blues Club in Brisbane, Australia. Steve returned to Lubbock, Texas and played for KK and the Rays, appearing on the Big Bad Girl album, and was a founding member of the blues group Little Wolf. He played lead guitar for Mike Pritchard's 2016 Down to the Wood album, and these days Lott plays full-time as lead guitarist in the Jenny Dale Lord Band. Here's the title track to his solo album, If Licks Could Kill. Tony Adams was born September 21, 1955 in Lubbock, Texas, into a musical family. His father and uncles had their own country band that played around town. However, Tony was drawn to the blues and rock and roll, listening to Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, and early Elvis Presley. Then, in 1963 and 64, he first heard the Beatles and Rolling Stones. His other influences include a long list of local guitar players, Jesse Taylor, Joe Don Davidson, Mike Carraway, Steve Williams, Steve Lott, and many more. It was never his motivation to become a rock star, just a rock musician under his own terms. Adams has played coast to coast in many bands and is best known locally playing with Crossroads South with Cliff Magnus, Rat Madness, Peyote, the Mark Walney Band, Radio Zebra, Eddie Beethoven and the Sons of Fun, the Robin Griffin Band, and many more, including today's cut from the Ingrid Kiter Band, Get Out While You Can. Since the 1970s, Darren Welch has been part of several successful West Texas bands, including Ground Zero, Axe, Impeccable, Livewire, and he now fronts the Darren Welch Group. The Darren Welch Group is a working rock and roll band, and the latest incarnation includes bassist Kevin Powell, Robert Smith on drums, and vocalist-guitarist Landon Scoggins. Over his career, Darren Welch has opened shows for The Scorpions, Montrose, Talking Heads, George Thorogood, Ted Nugent, Eric Johnson, and many more. Here is the latest release from the Darren Welch Group, Nothing Left. Uh-huh. Lubbock native James Urias has been playing guitar for nearly 30 years. He originally wanted to be a drummer, but saw his uncle playing the Black Sabbath classic Iron Man and was hooked on guitar. His single biggest musical influence is Jim Mathias of Fate's Warning. He has played in some standout Lubbock hard rock and heavy metal bands, including Syringe and 100 Proof Revolution. It was part of the Pantera tribute recording with Domination. In 2006, Brandon Patton, a founding member of the group Echoes of Eternity, called up James to come to Los Angeles to help him write and record the band's debut album, The Forgotten Goddess. The resulting album blended elements of American thrash metal with lead singer Francine Boucher's European-style gothic metal sound. Here is James Urias with Echoes of Eternity and the single from that album, Voices in a Dream.
Just like the voices in a dream.
We close out today's West Texas Guitar Show with John X. Reed and Jesse Guitar Taylor playing Don't Give Up from their Southside Guitar album. Stay tuned next week for more great West Texas music on the Music Crossroads of Texas. Hope you enjoyed listening to the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. The shows are available on the website at kttz.org under Programs. Today's show is produced by Rachel Boyd. We want to thank you for sharing this past hour with us as we explore the diverse musical landscape of West Texas. We hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas. Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from Caprock Cafe Sports Grill, located at 34th and Indiana and 82nd and Slide. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Caprock Cafe Sports Grill offers a full menu, bar, and popular music in a smoke-free environment. Whether gathering on game day or for an outing with family and friends, Caprock Cafe is where Texas plays. More information is at caprockcafe.com.